Heyo, welcome to the Sweatpant Diaries. On today's episode, I am talking about why the Sweatpant Diaries. I mean, crazy name, right? Why would I even name it that? A little bit about what this podcast is going to be all about. I mean, it does kind of have a weird name and a little vagueness, but let's cover that. And talking about if you're interested in following along more than just the podcast, where you can find me. I can't wait to get to know you. So, stay tuned. Okay, so today on the Sweatpant Diaries, we're going to start from the top. I feel like, since this is my first episode, I kind of need to tell you why I named it the Sweatpant Diaries and, kind of how this whole like crazy mess of my life started and what this podcast is really going to be about, in case, you know, you're like me and you didn't really like read the blurb, because I mean, who has time for that? Okay. So let's start this up. My story starts back in 2014. I was married to my now ex-husband, and I was trying my darndest to have a baby. We had been married for 9 years at the time, and I've been going through all sorts of fertility tests and treatments and junk, and man, it was wearing me the crap out. I had just started a job. I was a marketing director for this company. Loved it. Had a team of 37 people. I was growing this company like massively huge. It was amazing. Did a fertility treatment and it took. I got pregnant, guys. It was like a miracle and I was so excited. So I'm still working my butt off. I'm growing a human. Fast forward to I'm having this baby and I have this little cute nugget. He's 4 now, I should preface, and he keeps me on my toes. Oh boy. And I'm still going hardcore at this job, and I still have this team of 37 people, and I've now expanded this marketing into a national brand, and it's recognized all over from coast to coast, where it used to just be in the West, and I'm loving it, and it's been awesome and it's been so great and so rewarding and I feel on fire, right? And I'm working so hard. I would work during nap times and I'd work when he'd go to bed and it would just, oh, it was awesome, right? One day I get called into the office, the CEO's office, and I worked directly underneath her and her and the owner, and we had meetings every week. It's not like I wasn't used to sitting down and talking with them. Like, it was just like natural occurrence. We talked all the time about the future and where things were going and et cetera. So I just walk in there thinking it's, oh, hey, we just want to have a checkup or let's talk about where things are headed, right? Go in, sit down, and the next thing I know, I'm being told that I'm being demoted. Yeah, guys, the previous 2 years, I had taken this company's marketing department from nothing, like West Coast, to a national brand, and I expanded it to the point where they needed double the sales team. I had grown their little team of working home mom assistants from a group of 3 to a group of 37, and I had made this massive thing that was making her tons of money, and I was told that I was demoted. I was being demoted down to a graphic designer, which, yes, I did have skills in the graphics area, which is great. It did still kind of pull into my area of expertise, but I was being pulled down because I wasn't a leader. Guys, holy cow, bullet straight to the heart, right? What? I'm not a leader? Are you kidding me, y'all? Like, I literally just led a team of 37 people through this amazing journey and growing your company. How am I not a leader? I was crushed, like so crushed. I remember going home that day. So at the time I worked 2 days in the office and then the additional 3 days I worked at home. So I could save on childcare costs and I could be home with my baby. And I remember going home that night and just being like devastated. And I decided at that point in time, like I wasn't going to let it get me down. And I was done. I had put 2 years of my life into this company and I was helping build somebody else's dream and I just didn't want to do it anymore. So I sat up all night that night, which in retrospect was probably not a good idea because my baby was about 7 months at the time and he got up at the butt crack of dawn. So no sleep didn't look very good the next day, but we made it work. And I remember sitting down and taking into account of all the skills that I had and thinking about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do moving forward that can get me out of this position? Obviously, I'm trying to save on childcare. At the time, my ex-husband was going to school to be a pilot, so he was in school full-time. So me having a full-time job or at least full-time pay was critical. I was basically holding the family up at the time for as like financially standing. And I pulled together all these skills that I had and I was like, okay, you know what? I've always kind of really wanted to have my own company. I'm just going to try it. And I went for it. So I would work for the company during the day. And then at night I was furiously building my company, in the sidelines. Right. And I made myself a promise and I told my then husband at the time that as soon as my company made me as much as I made at my full-time job that I was putting in my 2 weeks notice and I was going to leave. And he agreed that that was fine. And it only took me 3 weeks. It took me 3 weeks to figure that out. And I left and my company was born. So the company I created is called She Knows Social. It's a social media management agency. I still have it. I still run it today. It's fantastic and I love it. And it's blossomed into this amazing company that I get the opportunity to work with really amazing people. And somewhere along the journey, I ended up falling in love with the idea of helping other women, moms or women who were in these positions that needed the opportunity to leave like I did or had these dreams to work from home as I did. And the Sweatpant Diaries were born. The Sweatpant Diaries is all about how to create a life that you love while wearing sweatpants. Because I don't know if you're like me. I legit am like, I walk in the door from wherever I am. Like, hey, I went grocery shopping. I put on pants. I come in the door from bringing in the last set of groceries. I drop them off at the counter before I even put any groceries away. Guys, I could have like a whole freezer section on my counter. But I will walk into my bedroom. I will take off my pants and I will put on sweatpants before I even start anything else in my house. Like I am obsessed with sweatpants. I love them so much. So the biggest highlight for me of working at home is the fact that I get to wear sweatpants all day long, except for when I go out or I meet with a client, like, which, you know, is when I dress up, you should find it's a special occasion. Okay. So that's what this is all about. Like, that's why the Sweatpant Diaries. What is this podcast about? This podcast legit is going to be about how you can do this too. It's going to be about how my life is a hot mess express. I mean, I'll probably walk you through my divorce, how I went through being a single mom for about a year and a half. It was tough. And then like single momming is no joke. So those single moms that are out there listening, props to you. You are amazing. I did it for a while and it's hard, hard shit. You are tough and you can do it. We're going to walk through that. We're going to walk through how to take like an idea and walk it all the way to holy crap, it's born and it's running and it's moving. We're going to talk about how to scale. We're going to talk about being a mom. Oh my gosh, can we just talk about being a mom for a second? I mean, being a mom is flipping hard. Nobody warned you about this crap. I mean, I remember talking to my mom about this. Side tangent. I remember talking to my mom about this the other day, and I was like, Mom, you never warned me about this hard stuff. Like, you know, my toddler was going to throw a fit and like punch me in the arm or bite himself because he wants to get the dog in trouble. Like, you never warned me this crap existed. And she was like, well, if I did that, you'd never have kids. And I was like, well, duh. Hello, Mom. But of course, they're never going to tell you about that stuff because they want you to have grandbabies, right? So definitely going to talk about mom life, because if you're here and if you're on this podcast, good chances are you're a mom and you're a mompreneur and you're thinking about it and dealing with that mom life, wife life, entrepreneur life balance. It's no joke and it is hard. And we need to talk about that because it is something that is super impressive and it's something that we women deal with grace, and you need to accept it as like a wonderful and amazing gift that you do. I want to talk to you guys about how I got into the business that I did. I want to give you tips on how to do what I do. I don't know. Like, and of course I want to talk, about things that are interesting to you. So definitely like if there's things that you're like, oh my gosh, I want to talk, or I want to hear you talk about this, let me know, please. I also have great plans. I have a whole bunch of friends lined up to talk to you about what they do, how they deal with mompreneuring, how they deal with the mom life balance. We're going to talk about, you know, how they do it, what they do, how they got into it, how they got their start. Because I mean, really, guys, any dream that's out there is totally achievable, and it happens and it can be done. You just have to be able to knuckle down and actually do it, which I get being a mom is so exhausting and it's hard, but you can do it. So yeah, that's what this podcast is going to be about. It's my hot mess express life. It's how to be a stay at home, work at home, entrepreneur mom. It's talking to other entrepreneur women, mothers, and talking to them about how they got their start, their tips, their advice. It's talking about different things in business and how to be successful at it. I just want you guys to have the best jump, a head start, something that I took, oh my gosh, it took me years to get this like jump start on stuff. And I wish that somebody had given me like a play-by-play book so that I could have skipped and fast forwarded past all these things. But it was unfortunately one of those things I had to kind of learn those lessons and I kind of hated it. So I want you to skip those things and I'm going to do my best to try to help push you through those things. So, all right, now that you kind of know what it's about, let me tell you where you can find me. So I am on Instagram. I'm in two different places. You can either find me at Miss Tegan Charlotte. That's kind of like my personal life. I talk more about my social media business on that account. And you see a little more sneak peeks of my son and my life with my new husband, who we will get into later. Or you can find me at the Sweatpant Diaries, which is really more about the how to help women make money and invest in themselves and how to create this lifestyle of living at home in your sweatpants or being braless, because who doesn't love that? You can find me at Facebook under the same too, at Miss Tegan Charlotte or at the Sweatpant Diary. You can find me on Pinterest under the Sweatpant Diaries. I pin a ton of resources there. So if you're interested in any social media tips, blogging tips, business tips, any of that kind of stuff, they all kind of live there. Let's see what else. Oh, website. My website is thesweatpantdiaries.com, or you can head over to my social media agency, which is sheknowssocial.com. I do have an opt-in there. It has like a massive Pinterest freebie. It's 12 pages long. It gives you like a good head start on how to get ahead in Pinterest game and building your traffic. I think it's thebomb.com. I taught a big class at Alt Summit this last year, and it was what I gave the attendees, and it's been a raving success so far. So go download it. You're going to love it. Trying to think where else you can find me. I think that's just about it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, if you have problems, if you have issues, if you have questions, or you're like, oh my gosh, girl, I need you to talk about X, Y, Z, email me. It's hello@thesweatpantsdiaries.com. I would love to hear what you want to hear about next. I would love to talk to you. If you want to be on the podcast, reach out, let me know. Or if you want to nominate somebody, or if you think somebody would be fabulous to talk to, let me know. I would love to talk to them, because this podcast, I'm building this podcast to help you get ahead and hopefully to share what wisdom I have or the resources that I have to help you be a more successful individual moving forward. So, that is where we at. That's all I have for you today. So next time we're going to jump in, we're just going to just like dive right in. Today was more of like a, hey, get to know you game. And why I do what I do. You'll probably learn a little bit more about me as we go along, probably way more than you want to. I have a tendency to be a little TMI-ish, and I also have a tendency to cuss a little bit, so just be warned. But in the meantime, come connect with me on Instagram or Pinterest or Facebook. I'd love to connect. And yeah, I can't wait to get to know you better, and I can't wait to share all this goodness with you. Have an awesome day and live it in sweatpants for the love, please. Okay, talk to you soon.